As I understand it, and let's do this first, and be sure that I am understanding it correctly. What you're suggesting is that the announcement, Monday's announcement, be delayed if possible. But if not, you'd like to have the letters sent to subscribers, those delayed. Is that correct? And tell us the rationale for that.
Yeah, that's exactly correct, Bill. You know, we're at an extraordinary time. And nobody has the playbook for how to go forward. But we do know that at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people who buy insurance on their own have clear instructions, know what their choices are, know how much it's going to cost. And until the instructions and the waiver details with the federal government get ironed out, we're not sure. And that's really the question of, how do we move forward, and what are the right next steps?
And kind of the heart of the agreement here, or the disagreement here, well, the heart of the negotiations, shall we say, between the state and the federal government have to do with reinsurance, but also a potential reduction in federal support for Minnesota Care. And you allude to that in your letter to Commissioner Rothman. Talking about, and I'll quote you there, you say, a partial verbal agreement is not enough to know what's happening next. Are you concerned that that federal approval of reinsurance, of the legislation that Minnesota passed, that is not ironclad at this point? Could that potentially fall apart from your perspective?
The federal letter offering the waiver and approving the waiver was contingent upon us accepting all the terms.
Yeah.
And the governor, the legislative leaders, our congressional delegation, I think all Minnesotans really wonder why we would have to give up federal funding in order to run this state reinsurance program. And that is something that needs further attention. The governor's asking for more attention to it. Legislative leaders are looking for more attention to it. And until that's worked out, we're all waiting for the end of those negotiations.
Now, if I'm reading your letter correctly, what you're saying is that if an announcement is made on Monday, as is planned, of the 2018 rates, which factor in reinsurance, which brings them down pretty substantially from what they would have been otherwise, mm-hmm. That if ultimately reinsurance doesn't work out or something changes, that not only that people have incorrect information there. But now my question is, too, you also raise the question about letters that are to be sent out to subscribers. I don't know if I'm using the right term on subscribers, but at any rate, those who purchase insurance policies. And are you concerned potentially about, what's your level of concern that there might be inaccurate information there? Is that even a greater problem than just the public announcement?
Yeah, that is where our even greater concern is at, because those renewal letters really are offers of a insurance product at a certain price, and it gets confusing. You can't send more than one. That's in nobody's interest. And so the governor has been crystal clear. He expects to implement a reinsurance program in the state, and at the same time wants to negotiate with the feds. I expect at the end of the day that reinsurance, one way or another, will get implemented in Minnesota. But until everything's final and until everything's signed, the plans are asking to wait on those renewal letters so that we don't add confusion for Minnesotans who are renewing their insurance.
Well, let me ask you this. The question that follows from that is, let's say that you were to send out a letter, a renewal letter, indicating subscriber X, your policy with insurer X is going to cost you this much per month next year. And let's say something changes in the federal subsidy and reinsurance doesn't happen. And that's the worst case scenario, obviously. Are you legally obligated then to only charge the rates that are quoted? Or is that a legal question that you're still exploring?
That is a legal question we're still exploring. I'm blissfully not a lawyer, but it is an offer. It is an offer, and it's effectively a contract. And so I'm not aware you can pull that back. And again, I don't think anybody expects to pull it back, but first step is to set the rates, and the rates get set with reinsurance or without reinsurance. And I think everyone wants to make sure Minnesota's got the full package and the full deal, and then we can all go forward.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you would not want to quote people wrong numbers if you could possibly avoid it. I mean, and then there's a legal obligation that you're alluding to as well, at least if they accept the offer in terms of renewing and sending in their money.
Yep, that just spreads the confusion that anybody following health policy has been existing in for months, if not years.
Now, let me ask you this, finally. If you have asked the governor, if possible, to delay the time which those renewal letters are sent out, he came back with a fairly strong retort on kind of the other aspect of the announcement. I don't know if he actually dealt with. I don't think he talked about your request to delay the issuance of the renewal letters to policyholders. But
right.
my question is, if can you do that unilaterally? Can you say we're just not going to send them out because we don't want to quote wrong numbers or potentially wrong numbers, or we want to be absolutely sure that the numbers are correct before we send them these renewal letters out to policyholders? Can you make that decision unilaterally?
I think that's what we'll have to look at. But you know, I want to be clear again. You know, this was a letter that was sent before the federal waiver was actually extended in writing to the state. We've gotten some clarity around that so far, but each day changes the situation and what everyone understands. The letter went to our regulators asking for a game plan, asking for sort of next steps, just so we can all keep moving together and ultimately not have miscues and lost opportunities that affect Minnesotans, both who buy insurance on their own and everyone else who has financial interests and you know, what we get from a federal waiver.